have a question.
What is it?
If you want to talk about it, that's fine. It's not fine. I just was wondering what Baba said about, I haven't been able to read a lot about this, but Baba said what happened to Jesus after he was crucified.
Well, the thing is that there are many, many versions of what happened. But years ago, these versions come now by the scholars who have written books on Jesus lived in India, Jesus died in Kashmir, and all these. There are scholarly writings by scholars who have made research. But years ago, maybe in the early 20s, Baba had gone to Kashmir, North India here, and he had stayed in a little hut in seclusion for some days. And those who were with him, a few of them, hardly half a dozen of them, they were naturally keeping company from outside. Only when Baba needed, Baba would clap and would come. You know.
Let me ask the question.
Just a minute, let me finish this. So then what happens is that after he completed his seclusion, he came out of and was sitting there. It was on a high hill, and before him was a sprawling valley. So he came and out of the blue he just tells them, he used to speak at the time. He says, you know, people in the world think that Jesus is somewhere there, buried there in Bethlehem and Jerusalem and all that. Nobody knows that he's buried here, pointing to the valley that was there in front of him. And those were the years, and even after that, all that those who lived with him just accepted sincerely. What he said must be right. But it was too fantastic for them to accept it through their heart, of course. The mind says, okay, fine. But then, how is it possible, Jesus, nobody has heard about that. And that's all what he said. Yeah. Nothing more than that. And then later, years later, we come across these scholarly writings, and the books are there. And then, you see, there are these carpets that have come from Kashmir side and all that. So the Kashmiris come over here, and they also tell us about sort of a shrine that is there, dedicated to Isa Messiah. They call him as Isa Asaf, Isa the cleanser. Asaf means the one who cleans, cleanser. He was known as that at that time. He wandered through India, he was there, and all the original writings were there. There are those people. Have you seen the book called Jesus Died in Kashmir?
No.
Yeah, it's a scholarly writing. And the author goes to the extent of letting the public know that he had access to the Vatican records, the archives. And there he had come across a sort of an amendment which was surprising to him. And the amendment was that formerly it was Jesus died on the cross. History was, archival history is there, but the amendment was, it was scratched out, Jesus shed his blood on the cross. So then he goes on proving, one after the other proofs are there, you see. And then the writings in Buddhist language, Pali language is known as in Pali language, and all that sort of thing. So he is definite and he's convinced that Jesus is buried there in Kashmir. And the tomb shrine is there. Some of them who had paid a visit, special visit, they have seen it and told us. I haven't visited the place. It's a simple shrine. Yeah. There is a placard also, a plaque put there. The resting place of Isa Asa. Yeah. in the language.
Eric, the exact spot is known where his body is?
Yeah.
The exact
spot? Yeah, that's what it's buried in. It's his tomb shrine, you may call it.
I didn't know that. I thought that nobody actually knew the exact spot, that it was just somewhere in the Himalayas.
No, no.
There is
the valley, in the valley that Baba has shown. Yeah. Now it is developed.
So one can go visit Jesus' body now.
Yeah, can go there. Can you get me the book? Yeah. Can you lay your hand on it?
Yeah, I can lay my
on the spot, on the dot of that
area. Let's see if I can get the dot on the spot.
Is it true that the avatar, I read this somewhere, and I was trying to enough that the avatar always lives to a ripe old age? Are you aware of that theory or that idea?
Not necessarily. How many avatars have come and how many avatars have dropped their bodies, you see? The only known ones that we know of, they have lived to a ripe old age.
So then there's a chance that
but then there are
true.
Yeah, but Baba says that don't try to pin the age down or the traits or anything like that. According to time and circumstances, they come and go. Yeah. And they come in their different
But yes,
modes.
When we say that Christ was crucified, that nails were there, no?
Yeah.
Did he not die on the cross?
It is said
then
that
how did it happen to live and come down from the cross?
Well,
because all the soldiers and all the enemies were
there. They even pierced a spear in his ribs.
Heart also, huh?
That's
so,
what they say. Yeah.
And then how did he happen to come down?
Well, he being Jesus the Christ.
So that means he came down from the cross?
No, the thing is that there is another thing that is mentioned in the scriptures.
What is the story?
That one of the story is, of course, a long thing, you know. To put in a nutshell, is somebody who was at the time who had sort of a reverence and respect for Jesus was a big shot there among the Romans and all that. So he took the permission because of the Sabbath that is coming and this and that and all that sort of traditions are there, Jewish traditions. So he got the permission. Nobody should be on the cross at that time and all that. So can we take the body down now that he has died? So the permission was given, and there was another one who had his tomb prepared, and there was that cave-like thing was there in a garden. So there they took his body and placed it over there. And then those who were nearby and would attend to his body and all that, so they did some sort of first aid and this and that and all that. So and then they rolled a big stone, according to the scriptures, to block the little cavern that was there. It's sort of a tomb, carved out in a rock, which was originally done for the one who was there, who wanted it to be so. So they, of course, he was a follower of Jesus, so he was so glad, so happy, so blessed, he said, that the Lord will be here. So that's how it was put there. It was there, and guards were kept over there, according to the scriptures, whatever they say. And then things happened, which was supernatural. They saw the lightning, and Mary was there, and Mary Magdalene was there, and all the sort of things. And then all of a sudden, that huge boulder that was there, that rocked aside, and he walked out of the place. And the next time when people started coming, you see, they find the obeisance and all that, they saw that rock has been removed. So what has happened? So it was an empty tomb. And then those who were on the roadside somewhere and all that, they came to know that Jesus was walking somewhere, and they spread the news that he is there. In the meantime, what had happened is that the apostles were there. You know what the apostles are? Those are the Mandli people. So they were, of course, bemoaning his passing away and all that. So they had gathered there. And there is a story about the doubting Thomas. One of the apostles was there. So Jesus stands before them And they are surprised to see who this person is. She says, I am the same one. But how can you be? So Jesus called, Thomas was the one who was doubting. He says, well, if you want, just try to feel the wounds that are there.
Yeah.
Put the finger there, where the spear was. He said, I don't know. That's how it is. Legends are there, but the conviction is there because of the proof that is there. Yeah, what is it? You got
it? I found several dots. This one is a footprint that bears the location of the crucifixion scar,
yeah.
What you were talking about.
Yeah.
This is in the little cave, the plain,
yeah.
Simple tomb.
Yeah.
And then on the following pages, it shows how
now
the tomb's been made over it in
well,
the house.
Who was anxious? John? I have seen this, but...
Okay. You can pass.
First of all, I can't see because of my eyesight. Somewhere or other it is there.
Yeah, there was a book written many years ago called The Passover Plot. And in it, the man who wrote the book was trying to prove that Christ was not God.
Was not?
He was not. And he.
Christ was not?
Was not. This is what the.
Was not the Messiah.
Was not the Messiah.
Jesus
was
God the Messiah.
And what he showed was how they were able to take him down from the cross. That this was not something that didn't happen before, and that the human body did not die from the crucifixion, but rather suffocation, and that there's a tradition that there was somebody gave him something while he was on the cross, and they said it was like a narcotic or like a drug, and that helped him, and then his followers took him from the cross and he was not there, and that was the theme of that book. And it was not done to prove that Christ wound up buried in Kashmir. So there were other people that wrote about.
Not born, he died in Kashmir.
No. Did I say more? I meant that he died in Kashmir. It wasn't to prove that he went on into India into Kashmir.
No, there are the records, you see, of how the people came across some person sitting on a rock there. He is a stranger now, because here in East, you see, you figure out from the features and dresses and all that. So, I think it is King Suleiman. It is mentioned there. And he is writing his diary, the king himself, you see, he is going out, you see, he's walking around and sees the man sitting there. He says, who are you? From where have you come? I come from far land. Who are you? Well, I am Isa Asaf, Isa the cleanser. That's how he said. That's how the name started being given there.
Mm-hmm. It mentions that also, Asaf.
So there are good pictures of the tomb shrine, if you see them. Where the finger is, your finger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it is. Well, this much I can answer. The rest is left with you all to go and verify.
And what?
Go and verify.
excuse me. What is the Muslim tradition on that?
Huh?
Muslim tradition on... there is something...
It's mentioned in Quran, Muhammad testifies about Jesus. Because Muhammad, the Prophet, came after Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He testifies that Jesus was the Messiah, he was the Savior, In Quran, quite a number of times is mentioned, Mary is mentioned. By the way, apart from all this, when we were traveling in that region there, there is a town named after Mary.
Mm.
So it's known as Marie.
Mm.
Yeah. And we were surprised, Mary was. And there's the tomb shrine of Mary also.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So all this was there. Years have passed by. And the truth gets distorted. Years will pass by, centuries will pass by. Whether Meher Baba died or here in the room or in a cave, because there is a mention about Meher Baba died in a cave.
Yes, and you were surprised to read this.
Oh, you were surprised.
I read that.
And that too was reported in one of the
Muslim books. Nobody knew about it, that's what they said.
All this goes on, you see. And this is just recently what happened, Bob. Very recently, when I think the newspaper came into our hands in February 1969. Times of India reported. Times of India, which is considered to be the most official organ of India. This is, well, we have just heard the report that Nair Baba died in a cave and nobody knows it. So we have to rectify that. We have rectified the thing, yeah. So it goes on with the passage of time, things, well, it depends upon one's emotions, one's feelings, one's convictions and all that. They create huge stories about it. But he was a simple person, a man amongst men, full of great humor, Nair Baba, as Jesus was also, as Muhammad was also, as Krishna, Ram, all they are simple men.